Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking cattle inventory for 2021 with Dr. Daryl Peel in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, exciting news. The Beef Checkoff going to be able to partner up with NASCAR. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. We are so excited that it has officially been announced. The Federation of State Beef Councils, on behalf of the Beef Checkoff, is partnering with the Daytona International Speedway to sponsor the 40th season opening race for NASCAR Xfinity Series, the Beef It's What's for Dinner 300. The event is set for 4 p.m. start on February 13th, the day before the 63rd annual Daytona 500. But to build upon the sponsorship, we are thrilled to announce the Oklahoma Beef Council, in partnership with other state beef councils, is providing additional support of on-site promotions as well as television for this historic event. And it is the second time in 2 months the Beef Checkup will be returning to television. Once again, it was the right project at the right price at the right time.
Thanks, Heather. You can learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner. Talking now with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. At the end of the month of January, we traditionally look to the cattle inventory numbers that are out by USDA. They were released on Friday afternoon. Daryl, tell us, give us a couple of highlights of what you're seeing that jumps out at you for these numbers based on January 1st data.
You bet. You know, there's a lot of numbers in this report, but I guess I would say, first of all, that this report was pretty much as expected. And overall, it shows stable to slightly lowered cattle numbers for most of the categories. The all cattle inventory was essentially unchanged. It was down 0.2%. The number of beef cows was down 0.6%. Now, they did quite a few revisions to last year's numbers, so we're comparing a little bit different than we thought we were, but nevertheless, for the most part, it's pretty close. Beef replacement heifers was up 0.1%, so essentially unchanged from last year. The calf crop for 2020 came in at down 1.3%, and they actually lowered last year's estimate a little bit, so that's a little smaller than most people were expecting, but all in all, there's no really big changes in this report or big surprises.
One of the things that I think maybe comes to my mind immediately, pretty remarkable that we held everything together given the pandemic.
We did. The numbers are, again, pretty stable. And in fact, if you look at the beef replacement number, it's unchanged from a year ago, but the cow herd is down a little bit, which means as a percent of the cow herd, we're saving a few more replacement heifers. I don't think it's enough that I would think this necessarily means expansion, but it clearly takes away from the idea of further liquidation based on that at this early indication. Now, if you look at the state-by-state numbers, you can see some of the drought impacts. Colorado in particular, cow herd was down 15%. Number of replacement heifers was down 13 or 14%, I think, or 16%. So you can see some drought impacts regionally, but overall, the national numbers held together pretty well.
For those beef, the replacement heifer numbers, what do they tell you about where we're going over the next couple of years with mama cows?
Well, again, these numbers are kind of on the high side of what I would call stable. So I'm not willing to say that we're expanding yet, but I would say we're pretty clearly not liquidating. I didn't think we were liquidating last year. We really didn't. I think this says, even more so that we're in a very stable environment right now. And that's kind of consistent with what I would expect at this point. I think whether we go up or down from here after 2021 is really just going to depend on things that we have yet to see play out. And it could go either way.
With these numbers, are you feeling pretty confident? In other words, we've talked about a little bit of a smaller beef supply out there. Maybe later this year into 2022. Is that reasonable?
I think it is. If you break down the other heifers, the calves under 500 pounds and the steers over 500 pounds, and then look at the on-feed total, we use all of those numbers to calculate the estimated feeder cattle supply, and that number is actually down 3% year over year. So that's consistent with the idea that we don't have as many calves in the pipeline. We've been sort of saying that. And so as we go through this year, we should start to see some tighter numbers. And that's going to, that's going to hold down beef production and give us some support from a supply standpoint.
I know that you mentioned the other day that we got also with this annual report a little more comprehensive cattle on feed set of numbers. Do they match up pretty well with what we've been getting on a monthly basis?
They have the normal kind of a ratio. You know, there is a ratio when you go to the all feedlots versus the feedlots only over 1,000 head. But we look at that ratio every year. The ratio came in pretty much like it has been, so no surprises there. And it comes in with an on-feed number that's up 0.3% January 1 of this year compared to a year ago.
When you look at these numbers and you think about advice back to our cattle producers, what comes to the top of your mind?
Well, again, I think the numbers are pretty stable. I think producers, again, we're kind of looking for sort of where we go from here. I think we're on track to kind of get back to whatever your longer term plans are individually. If some producers were thinking expansion, they may be one of pursuing that, maybe not real aggressively. But as an industry, I think we're just pretty stable right now until we get some new direction from the marketplace.
End of the day, this particular report sounds like it just confirms what you've kind of been thinking the last 2 or 3 months as we pointed into 2021.
It really does. There's no surprises for me in this report, really. A few minor things, but all in all, this is pretty consistent with what we've been seeing evolve. I think we're ready to sort of move forward and kind of see where this year takes us in terms of sort of new direction.
OSU Extension Live Stock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time once again for the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 43rd Annual All Breed Bull Sale. Coming up Saturday, February the 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion on the west side of Cheyenne. They'll be featuring 65-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial, Angus, Charlet, Composite, Hereford, Simmental, Semi-Angus, and Red Angus. For more information or to get your sale catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.